This town got its start because a railroad was looking for a new destination. What resulted is a well-known resort town. Today's edition of the American Countryside is brought to you by the new Giant Hybrids at AgriGold. Go to AgriGold.com to learn why their new genetics stand out above the rest. Seeing is believing. Jack Sibbick says this well-known ski town got its start because of a railroad owner.
Averill Harriman, at the time, was chairman of the board of the Union Pacific Railroad, and he wanted to start a four-season destination resort in the United States.
He hired an Austrian by the name of Felix Schafkotz to travel all across the United States in search of the perfect location to build a resort.
He started in November of 1935, traveled by rail all around the country. And he went through California and Colorado and Utah and Wyoming, and for one reason or the other, he decided to reject those areas, either too high, too remote, too far away.
It looked like Harriman's desire to build a resort town would fail, until Schafkotz took the railroad to Ketchum, Idaho.
But finally, in March of 1936, he ended up in Ketchum, Idaho. And after 3 days of being here, he wired Harriman, out of all the places I've visited, this is the perfect spot for a winter destination resort.
Harriman had received the news he desired and was soon on his way to see if Schafkotz's report was true.
So Harriman got on the next train, came out here, and he bought a ranch. It was called at the time the Brass Ranch from the Brass family. And he bought 3,888 acres. And he developed this town of Sun Valley.
Sun Valley opened for business in 1936. But this was not to be just another place to go snow skiing. In fact, Harriman soon had his railroad men working on new technology that would revolutionize the way this resort and others around the world would operate. That breakthrough is next time as we travel the countryside. And brought to you this week by my friends at AgriGold in Sun Valley, Idaho, I'm Andrew McCray.